This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
That was dirty last night. The dirtiness was unexpected. The disparity in free throws was not. There's a reason why I didn't think the Knicks were going to win last night. Certainly hoping that they did, but I did not think that they would. This doesn't jar my confidence moving forward in the series, but it is kind of weird. Like, Brunson played poorly, win. Brunson plays poorly, win. Brunson plays real well, lose. I don't like to say this because it's on a lot of levels, it's incredibly irresponsible. I get it. But looking at what happened last night with Joel Embiid, you know, first with the Mitchell Robinson, you know, Hartenstein, kick to the groin.
Yeah.
And then obviously...
The knee in the nuts.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And then just going right for his ankle and pulling him down. I don't know if Mitchell Robinson's ankle is going to be okay to play in game four, hopefully. I know we left the arena in a boot last night. This is going to be dependent upon if he is. If he can play, within the first 7 or 8 minutes of the game, I summon Jericho Sims into that game, and I absolutely smash Joel Embiid and put him down.
You know, I like your thinking. A couple of things. First of all, I thought Embiid was unhinged in that first quarter.
That's a great word for it.
Unhinged.
Yep.
Now, to his credit, and obviously with the benefit of the refs not tossing him out of the game, he should have been thrown out of the game multiple times over, but he settled down and put up a 50 spot on the Knicks. And you just, when they're on, like, the Knicks just don't have the talent to compete with the Sixers, I'm sorry, and I do think the Knicks are in trouble. But one of the things I was thinking about asking you today, before you even told me what you did earlier before we started the show, I was going to ask you, how do you think the 90s Knicks would have responded to what went down last night?
Yeah, yeah. But it's funny. Well, we know the answer, so it's a rhetorical question.
But we're also thinking the same thing. Like,
yeah. I think every older Knicks fan was thinking that.
I'm not, you know, this is not sending Rempe out there to go nuts on people on the ice. But, like, the 90s Knicks wouldn't have stood for that, and nor should the 2024 Knicks. Like, that was beyond just a dirty play where you get caught up in the moment.
Yep.
There were multiple incidents last night where somebody should have thrown an elbow in Embiid's face.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's chippiness and then there's just straight up dirty. And you knew, that's a great word. I'm going to go back to that. He was unhinged. Now, he was able to recalibrate and he hung a 50 spot on him and he was great. I mean, and we know that Joel Embiid is great.
And dealing with his, you know, the illness that he has, the Bell's palsy.
The Bell's palsy, his knee. You know, last night a lot of things went down. DiVincenzo was, I was proud of him. He was chipping back. He was chirping, you know, and he's got his face a little bit there. Then he threw down that sick dunk late in the second quarter. I'm like, okay, I felt really good about the, even with all the uneasiness and chippiness in the first half. In the first quarter, more specifically, where I got very nervous is when Cameron Payne drove this first three. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Campaign and Oubre offensively last night were the difference that you didn't see in game one and game two.
Yeah, but at least Oubre was on the court in game one and game two. Like, to me, this is generally what defines, like, a desperate team. Certainly, you go back from playing a couple of games on the road to your own crib where there's greater familiarity. We've seen this forever in the NBA where role players, lesser players, generally flourish at home. Now, if this is going to be campaign the rest of the series, then I think it changes things a little bit here for the Knicks, because I think why the Knicks will win the series, and I still do, is because while Embiid is better, obviously, and, you know, Tyrese Maxey's a massive, even though he wasn't, you know, I mean, he was good, but he wasn't vintage last night. He still got his points, but he wasn't efficient, because I just think the Knicks have better depth, and they've got better, they've got more good players than Philly. I think the coaching's very comparable. I think the toughness usually advantage Knicks. I think the IQ advantage Knicks. But I think he's got to pay for that. I think he's got to pay for that. And I don't mean where... I'm saying you make a play for the ball, you disguise it enough.
Just hit him hard.
But you get half the ball, and you get half Embiid. And well, if it's half of his face or half of his whatever, then that's, you know... I mean,
well, something's got to be done because they're going to have to up the, you know, I don't want to say up the intensity physically because I do think the Knicks could be a tough team. And I'm not saying they should get dirty, but an elbow here or there, you know, that's.
Don't you think on some level they have to get dirty? Don't you think it's you have to respond on some level?
Yes, I do. But that is that the 90s Knicks fan in me? Is that the old school fan? I mean, you know, you don't want to start a fight. Although I will say, if you send Jericho Sims, and honestly, even Mitchell Robinson, like if Mitchell Robinson thinks he's being taken down like that, and he was, yep, by his feet, which is dirty play, then turn around and punch him beat in the face.
Oh, jeez. I mean, I'm not saying that because he's suspended for the rest of the series.
But so is Embiid, potentially, if you get into a fight with
not
him.
Not if you throw... No, yeah, if you
we've
thrown...
seen it before. Let's not make it like it doesn't happen. I mean, we saw this in the Knicks postseasons for years. Guys throwing fists and guys, you know, going after each other, headbutts, whatever you want. Now, I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying, like, if somebody took your legs out, how would you respond?
I don't know. Who knows?
What the hell are you doing?
I hear you, but... The sequence, just the way they were physically, it was physically played out last night. Think about this. If Mitchell Robinson would have been so taken back by it, it was an egregious, dirty play, and he should have been booted and beat, and the refs were really off last night again. And he just would have thrown a punch while Embiid's on the floor.
Well, no, I'm not
Mitchell Robinson's thrown out of the game and misses multiple games in the series, and Embiid does not.
Or you just start a scrap with him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's not on purpose. To hurt anybody or to get anybody in trouble.
You're protecting yourself.
Well, yeah, it's normal reaction. That's what we used to see.
Yeah, but it's not used to anymore.
PJ Brown.
It's not used to anymore.
Hey, but
it's just not.
But it's still sports. It's still competitive sports, right?
Yep.
So if that's what I'm saying, like your normal instinct takes over. If that happens to me, my normal instinct, hey, what the heck?
No,
what
I
are you
know.
Doing?
I get me too. I hear you.
Or you kick him or something like what you're like.
Well, that's different than throwing a punch.
Okay, well, whatever.
You get booted for a kick.
But point is, and if it happens to me, if you kick him and he gets up and he was unhinged at that particular point, maybe he throws a punch.
Yeah.
And now maybe he's out for the series. Advantage
you
Knicks.
Try to bait him in a little bit here.
I'm just saying, like, I'm not trying to be cute here. They started it.
No, I know.
And you can't let that go.
No, I agree.
Kind of,
well, that's what I'm saying. Sims, I want to see Sims a couple of minutes
but
here.
What's worse, responding naturally, instinctually, or sending out a hitman to do the dirty work on
what's
whatever.
What's worse or what's more effective?
Yeah.
Now, if it's Mitchell Robinson or Hartenstein or DiVincenzo responding in a way that maybe would have made us happy in the moment, but maybe penalized the Knicks down the road, I think my position is better. Like, my argument is the way to go. Like, I'd rather have Sims, who is not even, he's lower than just an ancillary piece. He doesn't even play.
Yeah.
So, like, I'd rather have somebody like that insert themselves into the equation.
But I think that's worse. Yeah, it might be more
what
effective.
Do you mean by worse, though? Like less acceptable, dirtier?
Worse, yeah, exactly.
So
who cares? A worse look, dirtier. Like,
do we care?
I would have just preferred to Mitch or somebody else act instinctually there. And made that unacceptable and made a bigger deal. It was almost like the Knicks just kind of let it go and were waiting for the officials to decide, oh, yeah, great, it's a flagrant. You know, like, okay, well, what does that do?
Yeah.
He did it four times or however many times he was doing it last night. Like, you're going to let him get away with it? Knees to the grind, kicking guys, trying to bring guys down. Like, at some point, somebody's got to do something.
Yep.
Oakley, X-Man, Mason.
Oh, yeah.
Any of those, Kurt Thomas, Charlie Ward. I mean, you name it. Those guys, Derek Harper. I mean, those guys, Starks. Those guys would have, they never would have happened. And I'm not trying to always bring it back to the 90s, but in this particular case, when you see something like that, something's got to be done in the moment. I wouldn't be opposed to doing it your way, and I do think the Knicks need to do something about it.
Well, since they didn't do something last night, then the only thing to do is to do something next game.
But now you have...
Everybody's on high alert. First, that's why you got to strike first.
And I doubt Embiid is going to be unhinged the way that he was coming off a 50-point game and the fact that the Sixers are now back in the series. Also, of bigger importance here, Knicks got to win this game.
Yeah, no,
like
I know.
Game four...
Well,
BT, they got smoked. Now I know we disagree with how well they played the first three, you know, first couple of games. They should have been down in this series, if not 0-3, at the very least down 1-2 in this series. If it's tied up at 2, with the talent the Sixers have and with the way Embiid played in game 3.
See, I don't think they have great talent. They got Embiid, they got Maxey. That's it.
Yeah, but that's all. The two best players in the series by far. Even Brunson played well last night, but obviously it wasn't enough. If it's 2-2, and I think it's going to be, the Knicks are in trouble. And I felt like that after down 0-2, I feel like it even more now that the one win the Sixers do have was a rout over the Knicks.
And I feel like if the Knicks lose Sunday, and they could, then they're going to come back and win game five. And if they lose game five, and they could, this is the kind of team that until that fourth loss is hung on them, I have a lot of confidence in them. I think intelligence, depth, IQ, I think those things play over 2 weeks. I think the better team's going to win out, and I think the Knicks are still the better team.
The momentum will shift completely to Philadelphia if it's 2-2 back to Madison Square.
I understand that.
Game five.
I know. I get it. I think my biggest issue, though, is that if that's Draymond last night.
Yeah, he's getting tossed.
He's kicked out. So, like, if you're going to officiate a – like, just – yeah, the refs, I think when they went to that monitor, they were looking for every excuse and every reason to keep him in the game rather than objectively looking at what happened. But that's what happened.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.